Big Walder's court rings were the tree and ravens of House Blackwood, and the twining snakes of the pages. They must be hungry for honour, Bran thought, as he watched them take up their lances. A Stark needs only the direwolf. Their dappled grey coursers were swift, strong, and beautifully trained. Side by side they charged the Quintons. Both hit the shields cleanly, and were well past before the padded butts came spinning around. Little Warder struck the harder blow, but Bran thought Big Warder sat his horse better. He would have given both his useless legs for a chance to ride against either. Little Warder cast his splintered lance aside, spied Bran, and reined up. "Now there's an ugly horse," he said of Hodor. "Hodor's no horse," Bran said. "Hodor," said Hodor. Big Walder trotted up to join his cousin.
"Well, he's not as smart as a horse, that's for certain."
A few of the White Harbour lads poked each other and laughed.
"Hodor."
Beaming genially, Hodor looked from one fray to the other, oblivious to their taunting.
"Hodor! Hodor!"
Little Walder's mount Wicket.
"See, they're talking to each other. Maybe Hodor means I love you in horse."
"You shut up, Frey." Bran could feel his colour rising.